Welcome, my friends, to Art House Radio. I'm Troy, out for a night walk, taking you on the night walk. I don't want to have to squeeze everything into the day, so I have to get out here at night, too. I don't know how this camera's going to do if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're listening to it, nothing has changed. Only the situation in which you hear this episode being recorded. Now listen, today's episode is very topical, and you know, I don't like to get into politics, certainly don't like to get into COVID too much. I like to think of this as an escape, but I saw something today that I just have to comment on and then I'll get out of your way. You know, I try not to watch politics or the media, but the last 10 months with the pandemic, it's almost unavoidable that you want to check in and make sure that the earth hasn't completely blown up. On CNN today, not that I go looking at CNN, but I had a specific stat in mind, and I went looking for sources. And since for some reason people, if you quote CNN, for some reason people still believe you, even though they're just as full of shit as anybody else. And I'm not picking on them; it could be anybody. I'm picking on all of them. But here's the stat that I'm gonna hit you with: the unemployment numbers. The percentage for December 2020 is 6.7%. That's what they're claiming. Folks, let me tell you something here. Your old Uncle Troy is not a virologist. I'm not an economist. I'm not a politician. But if you think the unemployment numbers, after 10 months of a pandemic with things being shut down and everybody, count up all the unemployment claims and people on unemployment right now, and you do those numbers and put them up against each other, if you think that the unemployment number is 6.7 fucking percent, I've got a bridge in Hawaii I want to sell you, or however the saying goes. Listen, we're on our own here, and we got to stick together. We got to come together because over in Washington, D.C., or whatever state capital, man, there's nothing but ding-dongs and assholes over there. They not only are incompetent and corrupt and all that, but they think we're fucking dumb. 6.7%. I mean, who the fuck do you think you're talking to here? You know, and I'm only bringing this up because, you know, that's the world we're living in, and this is the world that is supposed to be taking care. These are the supposed leaders that we're supposed to be looking to for answers to get out of this, and that affects everyone, and it's probably affecting people who watch this podcast. It's affecting me, and to sit here and listen to this absolute drivel. These lies just being thrown out there as if nobody is smart enough to call them out on what it is. It's really quite shocking. And, you know, here's another fun fact. Besides that, that's Exhibit A of what I'm getting at here. Exhibit B is if you think about, in the dark here, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't worry, I'm still here. There's no streetlights, though. Exhibit B is... think about the last 10 months. We're in our, what, 11th month here? Maybe 10th month, I think? Whatever it is. Aside from, say, the PPP loans or the unemployment contribution to certain people who were unemployed or in certain states or whatever it was, aside from that, the average amount that the federal government has given the average American is $1,200. So they locked everything down, and then they opened things back up, and then some things were open. Now it depends on what state you live and other things. After all that, they gave you $1,200. I mean, do you need more evidence of a fuck you, we don't care about you, than $1,200 in 10 months? $1,200 in one month is not going to cover everything for even a person who's single and slightly young and doesn't have kids. Look, we can argue all day about what the government should and shouldn't be doing, but if we're in the middle of something that's so dangerous, so grave, so as to warrant everything that's happening, and you only give $1,200? I mean, what more do you need? $1,200? And nothing but a lie about 6.7% unemployment. I don't know what to tell you. I don't like to talk about this stuff on this show. I feel like I actually contaminated this show by bringing it up, and I apologize. But I feel like it's something that I have to say, because I go back and forth with this. Sometimes, occasionally, there are things that I want to talk about that are politically based. I don't like talking about politics. I've been down that road. I don't want to get involved. I want to tend to my own garden. The message of Voltaire's Candide is just tend to your own garden. And I don't mean that as like an I don't care about my community or the collective. I do. But I just mean I can't sit around and consume all the news and the hatred and the problems of the world. I'm one person, you know. One person can change the world for sure, but not a person who sits there all day and watches fucking CNN or some other bullshit. That's only going to bring you down, because on the other side of that screen are people who are trying to manipulate you. They want you to believe the bullshit. They want you to believe whatever it is that they're selling. And they're selling stuff. And 6.7% unemployment after 10 months of a pandemic and a lot of shit being shut down, that's a sales job. $1,200 for 10 months of a pandemic, that's a sales job. Okay? Don't let them fool you. I wish I had a good song to quote here. I don't. So I'll just make up my own song. This is a song. Let's stay together. We got to stay together here. Let me hear about it. Give me a comment below. Send me an email. What's your story? You know, am I wrong? Am I off here in my thinking? I don't think so. Actually, I don't really care about if you want to have a discussion about that. But I do like to get mail from you, and I hope that you're all right. And I'm doing okay. You know, I feel like kind of a hypocrite saying about to sell something here, but like if you can support the show, if you're in any position to do it, patreon.com/arthouseradio. If you just want to support by following at arthouse.radio, at spaces with light, that's me. We also got some new mugs. I'll put up a shot here. Hot new coffee mugs, folks. You can put your dreams in there. You can put your coffee in there. You can put your Coke in there. What do you got to do? Any kind of Coke you want, any ideas you have that will fit into that tasty little mug. I designed them for your dreams. You put it in there, don't put it in your pocket and let it fade away. Put it in your coffee mug and let it fade away. That's the moral of this story. I hope that you're all okay. Remember, don't buy their bullshit. And I'm working hard on these alien episodes. I think you're going to really enjoy them. And I'm not going to duck in and do another political thing. I just felt the need to do it today. I need to blow off a little steam. So thank you for listening. It saves me money in therapy. And I'll see you next week. All right.